While this summer's weather was not the easiest for Wellington County's residents, it was even harder on farmers in the region. Janet Harrop, president of the Wellington Federation of Agriculture, says hay bales needed to be covered with plastic as harvesting wet hay is a fire risk. She added certain processes were lengthier and had farmers dejected.
It took us 5.5 weeks to process and harvest our straw, which normally takes about 2 weeks. And so it was a lot of frustration and feeling like we were never going to get done. The winter is really to reconnect with people, not take on too many new additional projects, and try to recharge our batteries.
Harrop says the fall harvest is looking up, though, despite Mother Nature's best efforts.
The cropping this year has been very plentiful. We had an abundance of rain in the summer, which in the summer itself had its challenges with trying to harvest dry hay and dry straw. But overall, it produced an abundance crop of wheat, and currently the soybeans are looking really good.
Harrop says farmers need to adapt to unpredictable weather in order to continue to provide high-quality food locally. The plan is to go with the flow as erratic weather is expected to persist in future years, she stated. She added eating locally sourced crops is beneficial in multiple ways as it supports local producers and reduces carbon footprint. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.